Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are continuing, I think, with Meiser and Chomesh, 20%, 10%, who, what, where. And I think there's a couple more chapters on these type of topics. And then we're going to do, visiting the sick, Chnas Orchim, etc. So let's pick up from there. V'nei, Arko, until now, the Barnu, in Stam Gilas Chasadim, Sha'adam Meitiv L'Chavero, where a person benefits his friend. Whether Ata, Ani, or Asher, whether they're wealthy or poor, Ata Nevar Oid, Sug Shematzoi Be'inin Zeh. And another thing which is related, but not the same. Vu'ish Shemata Yado, if a person who is, lost a lot of money, and Uvahavadzu, and you can give him a loan. Now, we're not talking about tzedaka, a loan. She'yalveo yachal lahachzik, you can strengthen his parnasa, his job, his business. She'yipol, that he won't collapse, he won't be a beggar. Ve'yitzarach lebrius, and having to come on to, asking charity and being a needy person. Now, he's not coming as loans here. There's a separate mitzvah we're about to see right now. It means, of course, we discuss loans in general. Somebody needs loans for a wedding, for a house, for this kind of reason as well. But there's an additional mitzvah he's going to elaborate. Helping a person that they should be strengthened, that they shouldn't collapse. And of course, when a person falls financially, it affects their mental health, their emotional health, their marriages, their children, their standing. It can really knock them out on multiple levels. They can get sick physically, it affects them emotionally, spiritually, etc. So Torah says, when you help a person like this, it says, v'chemuch achicha umati yado imach, when he comes to you like that, v'chezaktabo, you should strengthen him, gerves hoshav, v'chaimach, and he should be able to live with you. The Chavetz Chaim says in brackets, where it says, Imach, I should be with you. It says an interesting thing. The Torah, the Gemara says, it says, Asher v'rash nitkashu, oisekulim l'Hashem. Here you have a poor person and an affluent person meeting each other, bumping into each other. Whether you know him, and he gives you a call, or actually, yesterday, I met with somebody, not a parent at the school, but a guy who gives me a check every year, a person with a multiple, whatever. I brought him an actual copy of my Rav Charl article. He's very into this stuff. And he's a relatively successful guy. He was talking about charity and stuff. He says he likes that his kids see that people come to the house. He says he doesn't give anyone a lot of money, but he puts out food always. He wants his children to learn that this is what life's about. That this is, it's not just about, he lives in a very nice house. But he's so happy just for his family. He says that very often for the person knocking on the door, of course they want the money, but a lot of it is having a person to talk to. And so he gives them a warm welcome and offers them food. We imagine that guy, the stranger, is harder to knock on the door. But very often, it's the person who knows you better. It's humiliating, you're putting yourself in whether it's a relative or a friend or, a person who davens Yiddishol, at a level of vulnerability they don't usually have. So with them, it's even more uncomfortable sometimes. Also, sometimes hard to say no if it's inappropriate. Inappropriately discussed way back, the person's not sincere, they're planning to pay you back, they're not careful, etc. But most times it's appropriate, assuming that. So when you meet this person, whether it's somebody you know, whether it's a stranger, the Torah says that the wealthy person, the affluent person, the impoverished person meet each other. Also, kula mashem. B'shah sheba ani eats of alabai, so the ani comes to this person's house. If the Oymelo, he says to the owner, "Pardon, say, help me. I need help. Imafarnaso mutav. If you help him, great. Ve'imlav oisekulam Hashem. Everything we count of Hashem. Misha asu asha lezeh. The circle could change. You could trading places. It could be trading places, whether it's you or your children, right? Nimsa. When a person comes like this to you, you have to think to yourself, if you don't help this person, you could become like this as well. Chas v'shalom. Right? Now, I'll make fish to make another point. About imtazirano, but you help this person. Again, obviously, if you're in a place where lots of people come and there are lots of needs, you're not able to give everybody, but you give everyone something. And there's different, some people, something is $18, and some people, something is $50, something is $500. And if you're, bigger, it could be more than that. But you partake, you try to help the person, you give them encouragement, you feel the pain of that person, the uncomfortability. This is as far as charity, I'm not talking alone right now. To Shneichem Chayam Chayam Vezeshkasid Ger Toshev Imach. Right? That's what it says, Imach within. I told somebody recently, this is a person who's out there in the workforce, and he in Chicago, the overlap between the Orthodox and the non-Orthodox is not great. It's interesting. Nothing bad, it's not a lot. They're in very different fields, very different occupations. The Orthodox are overwhelmingly in medical care. It's nursing homes. A few people own hundreds of nursing homes around the Midwest, and they have lots of people working for them. Orthodox is a lot of that, and then the vendors, and it's dominant. And the non-Orthodox don't live in the same neighborhoods. They're not living in West Rogers today, or in Pearson Park, or even Skokie to a large extent where they are. Hollywood Park, they're living in the North Shore or the city, and so you're not overlapping a lot, and you're not in the same fields, and they're not in the same schools, and not in the same neighborhoods, so it's nothing. It doesn't overlap, largely. And so this guy happens to be he's an investor, and he's a lot of non. He set me up even over time to meet along with. To me, he was telling me something. I said, listen, you have to understand, it's imach. I told him this part, not with these words, but Hashem sends people to you. You have to view this thing as you may be the only person in their life that will change their life. Right? I always feel that way. I say, when I bump into a plane, and it's a not from Jew, I think, if not me, who? I every day I deal with, because I write, and I use things like LinkedIn for this reason as well to interact with lots of other Jews. I really thought, if it's not me, it could be I'll never have another opportunity. And sometimes I honestly believe that. I know people that, on my small level I met over the years. I was their one shot. I'm positive about that. It could be 30 years later someone else come up or but where they were living, their circle of influence, that b'derech hatav, they're not going to need someone else. And I told this guy, listen, you don't help these people, that's on you. Because you're the only person who's there for them. You're the only person interacting with some of these people. And they're not living around any Torah. They have no other opportunities. And today you can go on the internet, you can find things, but not looking. You're sitting there having lunch with these guys. So beyond the Hashem looking at you and say, do you really deserve this? Maybe we should trade places over here. Realize when you meet a person, any person, there's a certain hashgacha, they're coming to you. They went to 15 other neighbors, but this guy came to you. This guy needs your help. And to the extent you can, you should help them. By the way, same thing with stock opportunities. Sometimes you meet a person or an organization, a yeshiva, whatever it is, they come to you. You should take that seriously. Is that something you want to be supportive of? Right? You meet people, right? You have opportunities with people that you meet. Is that something you want? You help this. It's a malvaze. So you give him life. You help his family. You help his emotions. You help his physical body. People get sick over money. Sick of the campaign mortgage. Their business collapses. The guy spent 20 years building a business. And they can't get a loan and they're collapsing. It kills their health. Now, on this note, not just loans, etc., or if in some cases charity. If you give them a job, or you hire them, okay, you know a person's struggling, and you give them the job, you they're a plumber, you hire that person. It's also you're also strengthening this Jewish person and their parnasa. As the Rambam says, the main thing is shiyishtado, b'chol ma shiyish b'yichalto, everything to the extent you can, lahachzich es chavero, or shalei smite minyan, this person who's struggling should not fall, right? So you're going to patronize his business. I call ish lefi nara, everyone call him. By the way, I said this many years ago, I don't know how many years ago, it has to be at least 15 years ago, when Pars opened, I don't know, anyone who was there, Shalal Shadis, I said, if you go to Pars, every time you shop there, you will get a mitzvah v'chzaktabo. You will be strengthening a business, a Yiddish business. And if you go to, you know, any of the other stores that are not Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or, you know, whatever it may be, you may get kosher food, that's good, but you're not going to get a mitzvah v'chzaktabo. And on top of that, of course, I place just parenthetically, anything on the side things, you know, I didn't even anticipate as much as then. I still remember talking about this when it opened, probably at least 15 years ago, that, you know, if there's a kosher store, restaurant, especially the way they did it, there'll be lots of Jews, especially Israelis, who will keep kosher because of this, right? But if they don't have the business, then they can't stay open. It's a community service, and you're helping you keep a parnasa. And on top of that, it creates a great career of opportunity. And when you patronize a store, you have a chelik in all of that, right? You have a portion of it. Now, it's maybe easier to order Amazon today or whatever, the same kosher product, but you're missing that mitzvah. And I said that many, many years ago, when they opened up, and I'm sure you can all see the need or something like that. Sometimes you tell other people, you don't go to this business, right? But you know this person needs a parnasa, and you tell your friends, oh, patronize this business. You put it on there, you encourage people to go, oh, this is good food, or he does a great job, you know, his construction, you know, this guy's struggling for business, you know. Moshe is a good construction person, he's honest, he's hardworking, he does a good job, and you get in business. Or, you know, a person's looking for a job, and you know someone in the tech company, is a tech guy, they help get him a job. Make a shidduch. V're'isla anashim, yulekim, he says, and he's on top of this, connected to this, and the whole point, the mission statement he's saying, is to help people be matzliach, be successful in their business, in their life, right, to the extent you can. He says, see, fear God, fearing people, should know again, when they lend people this kind of loans, they don't make the person pay back. This is a free loan, remember this. Keep it proper, they make the payback small over a period of time, right, doable. This is tremendous kindness with these hurt people, disgraced people, disgraced by their situation, not by you. Now you've made the payment plan in a way they can pay back. They can pay you back in an honorable fashion and not be pressured and stressed. They can stand on their feet. If you force it, okay, I'll give you a 6-month loan, and 6 months from now, give me the $25,000. Then you gave them, certainly it's a mitzvah, give them some breathing space. But then when it comes close to it, first of all, they don't know, they'll hold time to figure out how to pay it. If they don't have a payment plan, it's very hard to pay back for people like this. I said that the Talmud really elaborates on this in the Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet. Kishaada malva elev zuz lechaver. When a person lends a friend 1,000 zuz, make him pay back small things. Make an easy payment plan. V'yilma dasi balei iska shayskin kacha lahakal aloyvim. Very often you're in business and people have invoices. You know, they know if it's all at once, it won't happen, so they make it easier. And the truth is, the business people, that way they get their loan paid back, or they get paid for their work, and they all end up getting more clients, and it usually works very well. They get their money on multiple. Meskal Rav Kamkin, ki snagu Kamkin yonashin and nacham ma'il b'tarskelas chasadim. You're going to go ahead and do the best possible way. Right now you're giving a loan, you're making a loan in a way where the person can pay back properly. And the crown of the good name, the person has for eternity because of their actions and deeds, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, where it talks about the oisus, the letters of the Torah, Aleph, Bina, Goymel, Dalim. It talks about the Gimel Dalim, those who Gmol, who help the poor. Vim Ata Oisit Ken, and the Gemara talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu will reward a person for eternity. Because Kesla gives you a crown for the world to come. This is a person who's godly, acts divine, helps others. Just saying, again, we're talking about a very, very important thing about strengthening a person's parnasa, and whether it's giving them loans, whether it's patronizing their business, times to even give them the charity they need to be successful. But as I just noted, it applies spiritually as well. Right? If you can help a person who's spiritually struggling, or impoverished, or lost, has nothing, or a person you see a kid in the street, you know, struggling. You know, a few months ago he was coming to Davin, to Minyan, hasn't been there. What happened to you? Right? Baruch, I haven't seen you for a few months. Baruch's been working too hard, right? It's chizik, he's strengthening. Help a person spiritually. Or not Baruch, but Brian Levinson. Brian Levinson, you haven't seen him for a few months because he goes to once a year Jew. He goes to Emmanuel on Yom Kippur, and that's it. But you work with Brian. And you know Brian, I mean, every day brings a ham sandwich. Amish. Brian Levinson, and he's 24 years old as Brian. Brian Levinson is going to marry Maria Gonzalez if he's doing that. There's no question about that. Or Marcy Thomas. That's where he's headed. And he's going to be lost to the Jewish people. He's 24 years old. His whole life ahead of him. And you sit next to him in work. You're going to close your eyes? I can't be a missionary. It's not going to work. Figure out how to get to Brian. You got to help him out. You know, maybe by to Hanukkah, tell him about Shavuos, whatever it is. You got to be, every Brian Levinson is different. Daven for him for sure. Yeah, so a person has a Kesher Shem Tov, has such a, you know, helps Jews put on their feet. Right, and much more than this world that he gives, you know, he preaches appreciates. So you eternally have a good name, a Kesher Shem Tov crown. Fulfill the verse of the pasuk. Ashri maskal adab yom ra'yim alteyu Hashem. Hashem will help you when you're down and you're needy and you're in danger. Shinyanu lizbayne b'tzaras hadal v'shefusu ulay yucho b'davar ma l'hakim oysu b'dalusu v'in ya'anyo. We can help him. V'zeh pasuk kailo inyanim rabin. I saw a story about a guy whose friend was killed in a car accident, and he left over a bunch of little kids and his wife and Amana. And this guy went to the house and said, you know, you need to take care of your kids, give me all the financials. And he got all the financials. He helped raise money from other people, helped pay for himself, and took care of all the financials for multiple years to get this lady on her feet. She lost her husband, who's the breadwinner, and the kids. And then, since he did this successfully, he decided to do this for other people in similar, God forbid, similar situations. Widows, divorced ladies. People don't know how to help them. And they're struggling. And they know how to pay their bills. And so he did it with, you know, multiple families. Obviously, he didn't support them fully himself, but he helped raise the money for this, take care of them, maybe the insurance money, how to apply it, what to do, etc. You know, and then at a certain point, you know, a few years later, his daughter was hit by a car, and she's in the ICU, and she's critical. And really, at one point, it looked like she was gonna die. And miraculously, his daughter comes back. This is an art, that's an art school book. So she comes back. And, you know, after a few days, she gains her consciousness. And she speaks and gets her strength, starts to come back. In the hospital, the daughter tells the father, you know, that there's a certain point when I was hit by that car, I felt my soul leaving me. And I saw a man. And, and he said to me, you're going to go back to that world. I'm going to make sure you're going back. And she describes to her father how this man looks like. You know, and she described the exact appearance of that first friend of his who died. And he took care of that widow and her children, the finances. And so a person, you get in this world, right? And Hashem says, it's the Lashon HaPasuk, you help the poor, Hashem will help you in the day that you need it. And by the way, we are all flesh and blood. All of us are vulnerable. All of us need bracha. All of us need tziyat v'dishmaya. But haga tayva hazu shekhasvan olav dafali in yachid. And he says, of course, it's not just for individuals, but if you can have a gamach in a city. Again, we don't live in a world of gamachs as much. What is Israel, it's much more dependent on this. But the concept, every city should have a gamach. And many holy cities, they have a chevra kedusha. They call it soymech noiflim. Those gamachs are soymech. They're enough to help those who fall. They help the needy. I know there's the free loan fund. I don't know what they do in San Francisco these days. You know, who knows they give it to. But in theory, it's a very good organization. I mean, that's a very old fund there. I'm not knocking it. It could be a very good church. I think, but when I was there, they were shifting, shifting to more broaden their base. But in theory, it's a big chesed to have a free loan fund, and I know that they did do a lot of very good work. That's a remnant of Jews who came over the 19th century to San Francisco, created this Hebrew free loan fund, or society, whatever it's called over there. That's a very large fund today, and it's helped a lot of people over the generations. Via kilmele matashlum, they help the people. They always have a person. Actually, in Chicago, I know people very involved in this. Whether they're paid or they volunteer, they do the collections, right? And they make sure the money comes back, because a free loan fund depends on people paying back loans. When they give the loans, it's strengthening people who need it for their businesses, for their lives. It's also tzedakah. As it says according to certain points in your day, when you give to this, you also give tzedakah. You're also having chesed, right? When a person pays back, it's a chesed for how a person pays back. It's a good feeling to pay back. Alone, your day isa in Shulchan Aruch, it says, something happens to someone, loses their store, burns out, with no insurances in those days, especially. Today, usually there's insurance. Let's just say that the person's not insured, or a woman becomes a widow, and she can't support her family. If you can help them to put them in a situation, then, and you give them a loan, and you figure out a way, you'll be eternally blessed for them. The da'od, the k'sha payiskin mashma, what they call Gavna, the Spartans, is Vechzaktabo, right? When anytime you hire, in Brooklyn, they'll say, the store is Shomer Shabbos, like they'll tell you, this is a Jew, patronize the store. And it's not against anything else. That's your family. You should help them out. Anytime you strengthen that. Again, you go shop at Pars, or you have a person in the show who does roof repairs, and you can hire him. You have to pay him a little bit more, but you're helping a guy who puts kids through private education and gets member of a show. You should pay. It's not if they're doing as good as product. I'm not saying, or they're relatively around the same price. There are parameters, but in general, that should be default. It says the Chavetz Chaim. That's a terrible thing when you have to hire somebody or a driver, and you don't care that if they're a yid or not. That's a loss. You're missing a mitzvah. You could be strengthening a person who is part of your greater family. People, very often the workers in those days, the people who would take you, who had wagons, they were close to poor. You should help them, right? I don't know how Rami is doing. I hope he's doing well, but I can't imagine he's a gvir other. Every restaurant, every store, they make a parnasa, but people don't patronize them. They don't do well. If you have guys in the whatever their business, I remember in the old days, guys had for the shul, they're carpet cleaning. The Israelis. I try to hire the Israeli guys for the carpet cleaning, or rodent removal, or roofs, or construction. You help them out. I mean, you give them a parnasa. Again, if they're much more expensive, but in general, that's your default. They come back when you do this. So, Yid comes first. Again, it's not a knock. We don't look bad at God, but you're even mitzvah to help your immediate family. And I'm just telling you the fact, to be a Jew today in America, an observant Jew, it's more expensive. It's very hard for people to live. They have this beyond the regular mortgages and everything else. You have kosher foods more expensive. If you have children, putting children in school is exorbitant, right? I raise millions of dollars for people who can't afford chinuch. That's amazing for people to be able to put their kids in Jewish schools. There are people. It's very, very expensive. You're helping people to be able to do that. The Ramah says that if it's a little bit more expensive to do for the Jew, you should still go for the Jew, right? If it's much more expensive, that's something else about it. Zefil b'shar yisrael kol sheken, right? Means there's a mitzvah to buy for a Jew, period. Everything be equal. But if the person's ani, there's also for hechzachtabo, as we're talking about. V'yeshol la'adol of toich basha, a person should, by the way, as I said, next week, mitzvah shem will do in shruas. Ki ishecha b'levecha k'la yisrael, we're one people. We're spiritually one people. We're literally all related. Whether 15th cousin or first cousin or fifth cousin or mishpacha, it's not a knock. We're looking to help our people, right? And there's a mitzvah to do that. But if the person's poor, there's a special person mitzvah exactly. She amayle harishayin hashesh mitzvaka. Uchadiitz v'yaradeitz v'reishon tatsiitin la'ashem isparach. Hatzlacha, a person who does that gets blessing when they build their house, when they travel. Besides the eternal reward, right? Eternal reward for vechzaktabo, okay? When you're supporting it. But by the way, you should have this mitzvah in mind when you use Jewish workers or Jewish, you get a Jewish job or you use a Jewish store, or if you're ordering everything being equal, you order from an online Jewish thing. Again, if it's worse products, if it's substantially more expensive, then you're not obligated to do that at all. But if it's relatively the same amount of money, or a little bit more expensive, or the product is the same, then the Chavetz Chaim is like, why would you not do that? That's the Toichacha. Chavetz Chaim says, I gave this chapter different ways to strengthen. Of our mission statements, to help our people, to help the poor. He said it in order that a person think to themselves, right? To be cognizant of it, right? The culture is that there's many other permutations and examples. You see a person to give him, I sometimes, I'm not a wealthy person, I'm functionally making a living, but I see people have small businesses, whether they say cakes or chocolate or whatever it is. And usually those people, like the Krillo people, right, they have these small in Chicago. And so I'll pay a little more. And by the way, in this kind of case, let's say a person selling, I'm not saying a good idea, cheesecakes for $30. It's a struggling family. And you know you can go to another store and get a cheesecake for $12. You can take that $18 for Meiser. The only reason you're going to so-and-so is because you want to support them, right? If that's the reason you're doing it, it's a legitimate Meiser thing. Because you're really getting that parnassus sometimes. I'm even in a case where they're legitimately poor, if you ask. You know, but you're helping a yid. Now, in this case, you're helping a person who struggles. You have to think how you can help people. How you can... This is what it means to be a giver. What it means to be a righteous person. Who doesn't want to be... Right? You look at the world and say, how can I help? What can I do? How can I strengthen? And you have it in the midst of the mind. You should know that chazak is not one time. Every time a person is struggling, you help them out. By the way, I talked about spirituality. Involved in kirov takes years. The exacta poem kirov. You think a person wind-up toys, like you talk to them about being religious or what tefillin or Shabbos, and they just go, no, it takes years. Then the person becomes strengthened. They're thriving. They make the minion. They make the learning. They're a vital part of the shul. They're a vital part of the yeshiva. But that till they got there, it could be years. That's the exacta though. Now they're strengthening other people. But so same thing in Stalka and in people's businesses. Sometimes that business took 5 years to get to its feet. And now it's a thriving business, giving employment to lots of people, strengthening a lot of people. It's not like a one time I'm Yaitse, I fulfilled my obligation. To the extent you're able, you should and could. If it's even 4 or 5 times, you go again. Tamaloy vechzachtebo. Kineisa pasayach, you should open the Gemara and the Bavtia, even many times. You know, this chat, the Chatz Chaim, it's a different world, right? You live differently when you think about others, when you look to help others materially, spiritually, emotionally, right? Sometimes people need chizek, right? The more you tell them, you make them happy, the more you get able to give them, you know, in so many other ways. This is a good hachana for Shavuos, which is coming up just in about 8 days. I counted Sfiras Hayom already. Tonight, right? So, you know, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to take a break next week because we'll do Shavuos, but the concept should come with us. It should be a schus. As I said, we read the book of Rus, and Shavuos teaches that Chesed is really a prerequisite of Matan Torah because the Torah starts with Chesed, as we bring the Chazal says, with Hashem creating Adam v'Chav and giving them clothes, and it ends with Chesed, which is Hashem buries Moshe. It's just the life of chesed. We live differently. It should be a schus for us. Hashem will pick up next week.